producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. Okay, we're going to be talking to Dina Gackman. She has written a book called Brokenomics, 50 Ways to Live the Dream on a Dime. Very funny book. She's going to give us all these great life lessons, little things that you can do, and all the things that you shouldn't buy, and how you should handle your credit cards. It's always fun to have somebody who's going to tell us about money on the show. Also, Julia McGinnis is going to be with us. She's an unbelievable singer, and I'm so excited she's going to be in studio so I can find out from her what does she do to keep that voice, because you have to really baby yourself when you're a singer. I mean, that's one of the hardest things about being a professional singer, is that you need a lot of sleep and certain foods and a certain way of, certain temperatures and everything else. It's really, of all the instruments that we have, our voice goes first when we're tired. So I want to find out what her situation is. All right. Let's say you go on a bad date. Everybody goes on first dates. And usually you go, I don't know if I'm interested in that person again. My ex-husband, I also often tell this story. He's now happily married to date number 56 of 61 first dates. After we got divorced, he literally went on 61 internet dates. He has told the story many times here on the show because it's pretty funny, and he should write a book about it one day. But should you go on a second date? Like, let's say you go on a bad first date. Should you give a bad date a second chance? Maybe you should, because maybe the person was kind of nervous around you, or you were kind of nervous. Maybe you guys were just both having kind of an off night, and maybe the spark that you felt on the phone or checking out their profile or hearing what the friend who fixed you up had to say, maybe there was, just maybe you both had a bad
Doesn't it matter how bad and exactly what went down?
Yeah. But sometimes you could also approach a bad second date or a second try at a bad first date. You could also approach it anthropologically. You could say, okay, I'm just going to study how resilient am I?
How popular was Margaret Mead in the dating?
Right. Yeah. And also maybe you can, maybe he paid for dinner the first time, so maybe you're going to split it or treat that person, or you're going to quid pro quo, or maybe you could be friends.
Have you ever had disasters when it comes to guys not paying their way or not picking up the check when it sort of was implied he picked the place, everything was run by him, he asked you out? Did either one of you ever have a disaster where some guy did some very selfish? You're both shaking your head.
I haven't. I think.
Look at you two.
No.
We're always treated nicely.
No, that's not true. No, I've gone out with people where it was obvious, I was the one who was working more, or, older, or I was taking him out, or
Mrs. Robinson.
Really fun. It was really we were two people working together, whatever. I mean, I don't think I've ever had that, are you paying, am I paying? It's always been very obvious who was going to pay, or very obvious that the two of us were both going to pay.
I don't know.
Maybe because I have had the experience where I was out with somebody and they were such a cheap tipper that I said, I'll leave the tip. Or they were so nice, and I had such a nice conversation with them. I'll leave the tip, because I could see they were leaving 10% or something.
How people say certain types of people tip a certain way? You can expect certain, whatever. Not getting into certain groups or types or people from different countries. But the one you could almost count on being a great tipper is a couple.
Really?
Couples tip better. A group, as far as separating people into a group of four, a group of six, but a couple that's dating, or two women, two men.
Oh, really?
People who are not together as a couple. the couple's always the best tipper.
So
and I think it's because the guy does not want to have that happen, where
sure.
he's judged by the girl he's with or the guy he's with, whatever, you know. Situation.
You mean it's easier to slide, you know, kind of like slide in the bad behavior or the bad tipping if they're more than four people?
No, I think you're more likely to get a tip that's right up the, you know, 15% or what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy with a girl trying to impress her is your best bet for getting like 20 or 25%.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Totally
yeah.
agree. Yeah. Because
yeah.
when I'm with on a date, I'll tip a lot more.
He does it for selfish reasons.
No, but when I'm with a group of friends,
sure.
I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll still, you know, tip like, you know, 16, 17% or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, when I'm on a date at 20% or 22%.
Mm-hmm.
No 25, huh? You're just going to stop. 22 is my limit.
It wasn't worth it. Things like that. No, let me tell you something. We notice. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I always notice. Always. I always noticed from my very first date, you know, all the way to, you know, Michael the other day. I mean,
obvious when you can't always tell what somebody's tipping. You know, it's often done. Probably, you don't want, unless you have a guy who's, well, look at the price of this check.
Do you have any money? Here's your app. Yeah. No, I think, you know, it's funny. What's her name? Kelly Ripa always talks about how she still doesn't even call her husband. Like, he has to be the one to call her because that's just how she was raised. You know, the guy pays
the
things
really?
And the guy's
call on the phone?
Yeah.
She doesn't call her husband?
Well, maybe at this point. But I guess
Where's
for a long
from?
Time. I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, she makes a lot of jokes about that.
Oh.
Anyway, Dina Gackman's going to be up with us next. Brokenomics, 50 ways to live the dream on a dime. I mean, she talks about leaving your credit cards at home, only paying cash, the joy of haggling, that you should be able to haggle for anything, almost everything. I mean, cars, gym memberships, furniture, late fees, up next.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This week only, carry out one pizza at menu price and get a second pizza free when you order at Domino's.com or on the Domino's app. It's a great deal, not to mention an excuse to get out of the house, like if your kids are on a 24-hour sugar high, or if the in-laws drop by for a week, or if you just hate your son's new parakeet.
Hello, cupcake. Might be time for Domino's.
So go ahead, enjoy some alone time with Domino's. Carry out only, you must select this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Applies to menu price pizza ordered online. Second pizza of equal or lesser value for free.
The Voice is back with a cowboy who's mad. He's giving great singers a break. He's lean and he's tall. He talks with a drawl. And everyone calls him Blake.
Let's make you a country star.
He's tenacious and tough. He'll steal and he'll bluff to get him the voice that's just right.
Gwen has been to a country concert. I put on country concert.
Terrell, Adam, and Gwen brace for battle again. But this cowboy is fixing to fight.
You're watching the magic of Blake Shelton.
The amazing new season of The Voice starts tonight, only on NBC.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at abvi.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Scott Kahn from Hawaii 5-0, and you are listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
Okay, don't forget, Hawaii 5-0 starts tonight. Check it out. Scott Kahn, one of our favorites here. Okay, are you somebody who is spending way too much money on your daily $5 latte? Or you run up your credit cards because it doesn't even seem like real money to you? Or you always have to be extravagant with your entertainment choices? Well, here is a book for you. It's called Brokenomics, 50 Ways to Live the Dream on a Dime. Please welcome Dina Gashman. Okay, Dina, so did you have a problem with this? Come clean. Was this something that you struggled with, you know, and then you said, hey, I've got to get a grip and then write a book for people?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was actually, it was inspired by, I was laid off in 2010 by, like, a lot of people. And I just started blogging about the experience of being, you know, laid off and broke in Los Angeles, and it kind of caught on. But it was definitely inspired by sort of all the mistakes I made, mainly in my 20s, and what I learned from them. So I wanted to share them and just also have people commiserate, because I think it's, you know, they're very relatable mistakes we all make. So it kind of came out of that.
Sure. So, and the book is written with such a great sense of humor, because I know talking about your finances is not only painful for people, it's not something that they can usually laugh at. So, but you have done that, and it's really got, like, you know, just so many great little tips and everything else. But I want to point out one chapter in particular, because this is something that I think people only do when they go to a foreign country and it's a big market and people say, oh, no, you're supposed to do this. You talk in Chapter 6 about the joy of haggling. Is this really possible? You give a whole list of things you can haggle about.
You really can. And I think a lot of people are either embarrassed by it or they just don't think it's even possible. And like I say in the book, there's some things you shouldn't haggle over. I mean, you shouldn't haggle over a restaurant bill or, you know, something that's, or Girl Scout cookies or something that's, you know, a little ridiculous. But when it's, you know, something like, you can absolutely haggle over a cable bill or a phone bill or, you know, even if you're at kind of a mom and pop shop, sometimes we'll haggle over the price of things. So I think it's something more people should do and not be embarrassed about, because it can definitely save you money.
Okay, because you've got cars, late fees, gym memberships, furniture, mortgage rates, and bicycles. Have you done all of these? I mean, because I thought, what? Bicycles? What? Late fees? I mean, you really can do this?
You really can, actually. Late fees, I mean, obviously, if you're late every month, you know, they're going to catch on. So the key is, you know, pay on time. But if there's one time where, say, you're out of town or something happened, you can, I've definitely, with cable and phone and other things, you can just, or even, you know, your bank, they'll usually reverse the fee once. And then that's kind of it. But I've definitely done that. With a bicycle, I've haggled. If it's, you know, it's obviously at Target, they're not going to haggle with you. But, you know, if it's a smaller shop, you can usually talk to them and you might get a little bit of a price knocked down. So it works more often than you might think. And if it doesn't, then you just walk away. No big deal.
Now, you talk about, you know, sort of picking and choosing what it is that you should spend your money on. You know, like, when is it okay to splurge, or when is it okay to say, oh, but I really need that. Do you think that most of us are on this quest for the perfect, and I'm thinking of some friend of mine who's on the quest for the perfect pair of white shoes or the perfect pair of black pants, and then they kept buying, you know, 22 pairs of shoes later, I'm not kidding you, or the perfect, you know, 16 pairs of pants later. They never did find it, but they sort of like found a B+. You know, is it that we have this idea of what we want, and then we keep buying things hoping we'll get it?
I've definitely seen that, and it's, you know, it's hard not to do, because sometimes when you get something in your head, especially like the perfect pair of white shoes, it makes it incredibly hard to actually find them. So I think it's really a big thing is kind of catering, budgeting to your own lifestyle and figuring out what's important to you. And, you know, if it's a perfect pair of white shoes, maybe, you know, instead of buying 20 pairs, you buy two. And, you know, sort of curbing your own spending.
Right. Because, I mean, some people, that it's just, they get a rush from it. You know, they get, like, physically excited about spending money, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have friends that, you know, they're online shopping addicts and just boxes at their house every day.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
And then they just send it back. All right. You talk about living large in the cheap seats and how you don't have to spend a lot of money for something like theater tickets or any kind of, you know, cultural experience.
Right. Yeah, I think that's important because, you know, in the book, I mean, it's talking about budgeting and living on the cheap, but you also don't want to sit in your house every single day, you know, counting your money. I mean, that's no fun. You want to get out and see things, and culture's a big one. I mean, movies are expensive and plays, but there are definitely ways to, you know, get out there and get some culture without spending a ton of money. So, you know, things like sometimes theaters will have day of sales. If you want to do that, the tickets will be a little bit cheaper. Or, you know, looking at, like, local colleges will sometimes have, you can go get see amazing things for a little bit cheaper. So there's definitely ways to get out of the house and be entertained without spending, you know, $200 on a ticket.
What's your favorite hack from the book? What's your favorite thing that you can teach somebody that you feel like, you know, oh, this is worth whatever they would spend on this book?
You know, that's a good question. I think my favorite one it's about traveling on the cheap. And this is kind of more applicable to, you know, when you're in your 20s. But I think the couch surfing and saving up to see the world is a big one, because I think it's something a lot of people don't do because, you know, obviously you're worried about money or you think, oh, God, it's going to be so expensive to do this. And I just think traveling is such an important thing to do. And there are ways, you know, like, for example, I stayed on a friend's couch for 3 months to save money, and it worked, and it was completely worth it. So to me, that's a really important one, because it can be a life-changing thing, and you can do it, you know, without going broke.
What do you think, what's the mistake most of us are making? Is it the $5 lattes, or is it, you know, some of the bigger picture things that we're missing out on?
I mean, I think the $5 lattes, that's, you know, like I say in the book, it's not going to make or break you unless you're having, you know, like 100 lattes a day. But I think it's kind of bigger picture. I think it's things like not putting money away for retirement, or, you know, just not thinking about the little ways you can save, like the haggling, or, you know, doing your own pedicures for a couple weeks instead of getting them all the time, or, you know, just little ways that you can save. So I think it's probably a little bit of a mixture, but I think, you know, people overlook that, and you get so used to, you know, doing the same thing every week. It's good to take a step back and realize what you can save on.
Sure, and the habits that we're in. And also, I think that if you make a game out of it, so you could see, like, okay, let me see how much money can I, you know, I would have spent it on this, but now I'm not going to, so let's see how much money I'm actually sizing up. Because you do talk about the $5 lattes, and you say in 1 year, that's $1,825. 5 years, $9,125. 10 years, $18,250. And that's not for counting for inflation. And,
right.
You know. We do it all the time. I mean, that's what happens. Or we feel like, oh, my gosh, this is on sale. I have to have it, even though I can't afford it. Let me get it. And then, of course, it's not on sale by the time you pay it off your credit card. You're probably paying
right.
a lot more. You know?
Exactly. And it can be like a game. I mean, it is kind of fun if you write down all your normal expenses and then just sort of challenge yourself to say, like, for the next month or two, I'm just going to see how much I can cut back on this without, you know, sacrificing lifestyle. And it can be kind of a fun game to see what you can do. And I think it would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah. What did you learn? Because, I mean, here you talked about in 2010, you started writing the blog. What was your favorite, what's your favorite little tip that you learned along the way that you do now every day?
I think my favorite thing is probably, it's a lot of the haggling, actually, because... You know,
wow.
it's a big deal. It really does help. And I think, you know, since 2010, when I got laid off, I also just learned the importance of saving a little bit every month, because I wasn't necessarily doing that before. And I just, now I realize how important it is to just at least create some kind of savings plan for yourself. So you're putting away even a little bit every month. It's kind of the biggest thing I've learned.
No, it's great. And you do it with a sense of humor and with kind of like an enjoyment. It doesn't seem like you're burdened by it. It's almost like a new game board. You know what I mean? Like if you go, okay, how can I outsmart the system today? How can I be a little bit better than I was yesterday? A little more careful. Ooh, boy, I got this for this price. I mean, who doesn't love a bargain? You know, who doesn't love something?
Right, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you get so excited when you've saved money on something. You know?
Yeah, or when, you know, you found an exercise class that's half the price of what you were paying.
Yeah.
You know, just things like that are really, it is.
Exactly.
It's kind of fun.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. Dina Gashman, the author of Brokenomics, 50 Ways to Live the Dream on a Dime. A lot of great, fun, practical advice, and also with a wonderful sense of humor. So thank you so much, Dina.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay, Julia McGinnis, she's up with us next. You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. And I'm Mary Lou.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use it directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Extend your life with
Extend Ovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Ovite. News, advice, and entertainment. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
I'm so honored to be talking to our next guest because I've been a fan of hers for a long time. I happened to see her in the movie of Threepenny Opera opposite Raul Julia many years ago. You were unbelievable. And, you know, just all the different songs that you've done, everything that you've done, Carmen, and the original Fiddler on the Roof, so we have to talk about that. And I know now you're at the Odyssey from October 9th with a run through December 5th. You're singing Kurt Weill. Please give a warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to the fabulous Julia McGinnis.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, first of all, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. So do you. You
well,
look fabulous.
Thank you. You must take very good care of yourself because I think that being a singer is the most difficult of all disciplines in terms of really taking care of your instrument.
Yeah, a lot of the thing is that you are playing your body. Your body is your instrument, so it better be in very good health. And there are certain things that actually make the voice come out or stop it completely.
Yes.
And that's, I have two, three books that I carry with me since Vienna, when I lived there as a young singer, from Lili Lehmann, 1902.
Wow.
And Husler is a German scientist. He wrote it in the 1900s sometime. And then also I have Menyon, and she sang in the 30s and 40s. And those old techniques are the ones that actually keep your voice for decades.
Wow. And what would be different? You know, would they give you different advice today? Why is it that they had it all figured out and maybe it's changed?
They came from the castrati, which had the greatest techniques. They sang the most difficult music. They could make the voice suddenly very loud and then go so soft, 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 soft. Coloratura. I mean, they could do anything with the voice. And they.
I love listening to your accent while you're saying all those words.
Yeah. They kept their technique a secret, but Lili Lehmann, her mother, studied in Italy in the early 1800s. And so what she learned were little snippets from the castrati technique. She taught it to her daughter, and her daughter sang well into her 60s with a technique of such but she wrote it all down in this book.
Sure. Now, how much sleep do you have to get? Because I think that that's, I know that, you know, there are a lot of times singers have to really baby their voices. Mm-hmm. You have to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night, because as soon as you're tired, your voice is the first thing to go.
Yeah, it goes on your voice.
Yeah,
that's
completely.
So the thing about it is your body, since your body's your instrument and you're walking and talking with it all day long,
right,
you have to really treat it like you take it out of the box. So Cleopatra in the tomb, you just wait, you keep your adrenalines from going. That's the one thing.
Mm.
You have to keep your adrenalines down. So good sleeping is very good, but then you can't talk and laugh a lot on a day where you're singing.
And also, you can't be in a room that's very loud.
No.
Doesn't that affect your voice?
Yeah, you'll talk louder.
You'll talk louder, or there's something else that kind of shuts down.
Oh,
it seems like. Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
It seems like all of a sudden your throat, you almost like there's a part of your brain, your body, your ears, your throat that sort of closes in, and you can feel almost like a tightness as you're trying to protect your vocal cords and your eardrums.
I just never go anywhere, so I'm not really, I don't know that a lot.
That noise club.
Never.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be at the Odyssey. You've been there before. It's your newest show, but it's directed again by Academy Award nominated director Peter Medak.
Yeah, but the thing is this, is I sang it in the Châtelet, which is a wonderful theater in Paris, huge stage, really, where they do operas. I did Angels in America there. I mean, so the Châtelet is like a wonderful theater, and I did the Côte Vile there in February. And I'm supposed to do it again somewhere in not in Paris, like in the south of France, in November. And a month ago, Beth from the Odyssey called me and said, we just lost Stephen Berkoff. I don't know who you know who that is, but Stephen Berkoff is a great actor, and he was going to do one of his one-man shows there, and then he got a film.
Oh.
So she said, is there anything? And I thought, what a good idea. Because in November I have to be in France and sing it. I haven't sung it for so many months. And I thought this would be the best way to rehearse it in front of an audience, but also to share the music.
And it's a more intimate house.
Yes.
So that's also very good, because sometimes whatever it is that you do, being forced into a different venue, you find a different value in it.
Absolutely. You know? And this one is different because it's an American audience who doesn't understand German and French.
Right. But they'll get into the music.
They'll get
in. Amazing.
Exactly. It's magical music. But then I've added
it's kind of like the way the cello affects your body. I always found it's the same way with viol, because it's, you know, it's in your soul. It's in your like skeleton or something.
He was brilliant. But if you notice his music, when he was very, very vulnerable to who the lyricist was.
Mm.
So when he worked with Brecht, Mm-hmm. His music had edge to it, strange rhythms, very dynamic, very dark, and very strong. And what's so fantastic is the most of it, what Brecht was writing about, is now. The guys are going to war. The government doesn't care. And one of the songs, it says, you know, wovon lebt der Mensch? I mean, he's saying, what do you live from? And we, the poor people, must be allowed to have a big slice of the bread.
Mm.
And that's what's happening today.
I know.
1%. And
will you say that? Will you? Will you?
I will. Just because they
won't understand.
Yeah.
What it is that you're.
Why I'm so
about.
Intense.
Yeah. And why they're feeling something.
Yeah.
We're talking to Julia McGinnis. Of course, she's a singer known for so many things, and she's going to be at the Odyssey on October 9th with a run through December 5th. But they should find out. You know, you can get tickets at odysseytheater.com and also information at MaryLouShow.com, because I know you're going to be coming in and out.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, how did you start working with Peter Medic? Because
I was married to Peter, but I started. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I started working with Peter. He needed years ago an opera singer for something he was doing. And they said, why don't you? But an opera singer who could act a little bit. And so I met him like that. And once you get under Peter's bubble, he has the greatest charm. He's from Hungary. My maid at the time was Austrian. And, you know, she made Wiener Schnitzel and all
right.
those, you know, Kaiserschmarrn and all these dishes. And he was in heaven. And it just went like that. But we've remained friends.
Sure.
And I have the greatest respect for his art. And he does for mine. So...
That's great. I mean, it's wonderful when you get along with your exes.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's absolutely important.
I just think that sometimes with exes is one married somebody that one should have stayed a friend with.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes, you know, sometimes
you get it mixed up. No, that was a good friend.
Uh-huh.
That's not a...
So default back to that one.
Yes.
that's a good way to do it. Now, we have to talk about Fiddler on the Roof. Because
here
you were in the original production, playing Hoddle, singing that gorgeous song, Far From the Home I Love.
Mm-hmm.
At the time... Did you guys know? Because I know there was a lot going on with out of town tryouts, as I understood some of the things that I've read, and I know that the part B. Arthur as the matchmaker, she had a song. All of a sudden, you know, her part was cut. So you guys were working on it quite a bit out of town.
Yeah.
But when you hit that stage, that first, I have chills just thinking about it. What was that reaction? And can you believe that so many years later, there's another revival that's about to happen on Broadway?
I had no idea.
Okay, so more with Julia McGinnis. Not only we're going to talk about Fiddler on the Roof and Carmen and her new show at the Odyssey. You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. I'm Mary Lou.
The Voice is back with a cowboy who's nat. He's giving great singers a break. He's lean and he's tall. He talks with a drawl. And everyone calls him Blake.
Let's make you a country star.
He's tenacious and tough. He'll steal and he'll bluff to get him the voice that's just right.
Gwen has been to a country concert. I put on country concert.
Well, Adam and Gwen race for battle again as this cowboy's fixing the fight.
You're watching the magic of Blake Shelton.
The amazing new season of The Voice starts tonight, only on NBC.
Turn Sunday into Sausage Sunday by swapping Johnsonville sausage into your everyday recipes. Old classics will become new favorites so quickly, you might try swapping out other things, like your loud uncle.
Come on!
For some potted plants that sound like this. Head to the store and pick up ingredients for spaghetti with meat sauce. And by meat, we mean Johnsonville sausage. It will bring family together on Sausage Sunday, something those potted plants could only dream of doing. Johnsonville, the official sausage of Sausage Sunday. Find everything you need at Johnsonville.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Mary Lou Henner 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3714. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3714. Now you can listen to Mary Lou Henner when you want. Bookmark the Mary Lou Henner 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3714. Got it? Call 605-477-3714.
Amazing. Of course, that can only mean one thing. We are talking to the fabulous Julie McGinnis, and unbelievable. You're so famous for Carmen and for
that
doing
that. That was the most amazing luck in my life. When, you know, there are great opera singers singing greatly, and you never know of them because they didn't do a film.
Mm.
When you can do a film in something that sure. really fits you, suddenly everybody sees it. So I had a luck. I'm saying, God, that was a blessed thing, you know.
Did you audition for it? Was it something they had seen you do? And so
what happened was they had auditioned. Gaumont had auditioned 300 singers, and they didn't find one. And Tostan Duplantier, the producer, was sitting with, having dinner with Maurice Béjart, who's a great choreographer. And he's saying, I've auditioned 300 singers and I can't find a Carmen. And Maurice said, oh, Julia McGinnis, she can do it. Because I had just sung at the Met, I sang Lulu, and he hired me to sing Salome because I can dance.
Right.
And sing.
And you're beautiful. Well, you know, let's face it, you're a wonderful actress, so you have that combination.
I had the combination of dance, of singing, and my
and the looks. And your hair.
Yeah, and the Broadway.
Yeah, the Broadway chops.
Do you understand that the Broadway, when once you've done it, there's a discipline.
A discipline.
There's a perfection to it. You never stop trying to get it right.
Right. And understanding of what it takes to turn in a performance night after night after night, and the responsibility.
Yes. So that's what it was. And then what happened was I'm singing at the Met. I'm breastfeeding my daughter. they say, okay, take a Concorde to Paris, and at 12 midnight, you will be singing, you will be auditioning
what?
For Carmen. So I go there and I sing, and my breasts are getting thicker and thicker.
No pump,
bigger
pump.
And
you didn't bring a pump with you.
No pump, and God almighty. And so to the right, all the way far to the right, was sitting Lorraine Mazel, who's the conductor.
Mm,
all the way
him.
To the left was sitting Francesco Rossi, because they weren't talking.
Oh.
Because none of them wanted me. The Lorraine Mazel said, she's not a mezzo. She can sing Lulu, she can sing Bohème for me, but never Carmen. And Francesco Rossi will need a crane to get around her nose.
Oh.
I want Claudia Cardinale, or, you know, those gorgeous, yeah. wonderful. And I'm neither, you know, I was neither. But Toscan was tired. He knew that I could pull it off, the producer. And they both said no. I'm singing, and no one talked to me after the audition.
And you're breastfeeding you, so you're emotional. You've been like midnight.
Walk home to the hotel, which was close by.
Oh.
Get on the thing in the morning, the Concorde in the morning, grab my baby, breastfeed her, and go to a rehearsal for La Bohème at the Met. You know,
wow.
And I said, okay, I just forget about it. That's right. And, you know, I'm from New York. I have this stock of
grit.
Yeah.
You're scrappy.
And I went, okay. And I let the whole thing go. Not even for 1 second was I upset. Nothing.
Right.
I just had that New York thing. Let it off my plate. That's that. Go on.
Right.
And so finally, they said, you know, that she's the one. And what happened was Rosie, he said, well, let's screen test her, so I can feel like I know how to make her up, because she's not beautiful and this and that.
Oh, please.
And we go, no, yeah. But you know what he's looking
for. I know what you're saying.
He's looking for Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
That type of really sultry beauty. I am not. Fine.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't care at all.
Right.
So, but, because I wasn't, And so, he gets behind, they put me in makeup and all kinds of things. He gets behind the camera about 20 feet from me, and he says, okay, look forward, turn right. And then suddenly he turns his head from the camera to look at me in real, and goes back into the camera, and he says, he ran over to me, grabbed me, and said, tu es un animal du cinéma. You're an animal of the film.
Ooh. Oh, I just got chills.
That's
fantastic.
That means that something will come.
Yeah, the camera loves you.
And it doesn't matter if I'm not beautiful. It doesn't matter if I'm anything, you know.
Right, right. But the camera reads something. It reads your soul, your passion, your fire.
It gets, you know what I mean? And so the other thing is, with Lorraine Mazel, I worked with the greatest. I never sang in French before. And if anyone's French, my French is brilliant. But also, that's the mezzo thing.
Right.
And my voice teacher at the time was Gisela Allmann in Germany. And I said, they've asked me if I could sing Carmen. She said, hang on. And she said, if you can sing this place and that place, you can.
So she starts hitting notes on the piano.
She started hitting certain passages of Carmen's music. And then she looked. She said, yes, you will be able to, but it will take a lot of work.
Oh, but you didn't mind.
Oh, no.
Sorry, no.
New York. Hello?
Yeah. And breastfeeding. And
I don't care.
Yeah,
you
can do it.
But it took me, the first thing was Janine, who taught Maria Callas. She taught everybody. They always called on her for the French repertoire. And she said, you know, when I was 14, I was playing the piano, and I say, no, you are singing about love. It must be different.
At 14, I love
At
that.
At 14, she was like that. So it great. Started. The first things, the common things is, quand je vous aimerai, ma foi. Okay? And I go, she played the piano, the chord, she said, quand, and I went, quand. No, she said, no, quand. I said, okay, quand, no, quand. Okay, no, quand, je, no, je, quand, no. Gone. This went on for a half an hour.
Oh my gosh, for two words.
They were on the fifth floor. Maybe if I throw myself out now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but you know what? But that's that discipline. That's that Broadway discipline.
And it got a Grammy.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so.
The detail.
The detail. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, for sure. We're talking to the fabulous Julie McGinnis. Of course, you can go see her at the Odyssey Theater on October 9th with a run through December 5th. She'll be singing Kurt Vile. Okay, I have to finish my question about Fiddler on the Roof. So now you guys had all of these out-of-town rehearsals and changes and stuff.
Yeah.
Now you open on Broadway. Was that just a magical time? Because I know nobody wore makeup, supposedly. I mean, you guys were every single detail. He made sure that each villager knew their backstory, had a name, the details, you know, that the Broadway details.
Yeah, yeah. But what you don't know is that it was Jerome, I love Jerome Robbins, but it was Jerome Robbins who gave Zero Mostel's name as communist.
Oh.
The tension between both of them, they hadn't seen each other since, was amazing. I mean,
so how did they end up working together?
But there was this undercurrent of...
Did you know, as a young actress, did you know what was going on, or did you just sense something distant between the leading man and the director?
I think I was very close to Zero because he's a Pisces.
Yeah. Why not?
You know, and he's just hilarious.
He's so funny.
I'm stopping smoking, but I still smoke, and if my wife can't find me, she opens up all the closets, and there she'll find me in the closet smoking. He was... hilarious. I learned so much from him. The breath of what he took when he went on stage.
Yeah.
The insouciance, the humor, the ability to get pathos in 2 seconds.
Just from an eyebrow raise.
Yes.
You know, you can just listen to the album and you see the genius of all of you. I mean, to be able to sing that beautiful song, Far From the Home I Love. Yeah.
But I had come from Debussy.
Yeah.
I had come from...
Right. So this seemed like...
This was like a no-brainer. And I'm going, what's with this song? What about Lido? What about Zero drove the conductor crazy?
No,
because he says you're a living metronome. He says you're a living metronome. Let's change tempi.
Julie McGinnis, thank you so much for being with us today. We have to come and see you at the Odyssey October 9th with a run through December 5th. You can find out how to get tickets up at MaryLouShow.com. You're a treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a great pleasure.
Excellent.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.